亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们在极大的喜乐里面来聚在主的面前。
We thank the Lord that we can gather before Him in great joy.
好，我们也愿意在这里和弟兄姊妹们再来交通一段关于主的话语。
And this morning we have this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters some of God's words.
主给我们的带领我们的弟兄一个感觉。
The Lord has led our brother to have this feeling.
盼望在今年，我们能够更多在生命上面来注重。
That is, we should devote this year to focus on the growth of our life.
因为神所给我们的是生命。
Because what God has given us is life.
我们认识许多的真理，当然是很好的。
Of course, it's good to know to learn a lot of truth.
但是如果生命没有能够跟真理的调和。
But if the life cannot go along with the truth,
真理就失去它应有的功用。
And then the truth will lose its function.
所以我们在这个生命的操练中，
So in the exercise of our life,
我们再一同来为耶稣基督做见证。
So we testify for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天我要和弟兄姊妹们交通一个题目，是关于生命的感觉。
So this morning the topic I want to share with you is the senses of the new life.
不仅是在这个读经组里面追求的弟兄姊妹来注意这件事情。
It's not just for the brothers and sisters who attend the Bible study group who pay attention to this topic.
乃是我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
I think all brothers and sisters should pay attention to this theme.
无论是讲中文的，讲英文的。
Whether you are English speaking or Chinese speaking.
也不管我们是哪一个文化背景。
Doesn't matter what kind of cultural background you may have.
我们都一同回到这个源头。
So let's come back or go back to the source.To this particular source.
好不好？我们来读一些圣经。
Let us read a few scripture passages.
首先是约翰福音第一章的第四节。
Let us turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 1 verse 4.
约翰福音第一章第四节。
John 1:4.
好，我们先用中文读一次，然后我们请读英文的弟兄姊妹再读一次。
First we read in Chinese and then we will repeat it in English.
好，我们中文先来啊。
Let us read together.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Let us read in English. In him was life, and that life was the light of man.
好，接着我们要读好几处约翰一书里面的经文。
Let's turn to the first epistle by John. We shall read several passages.
约翰一书，我们先来读第一章的第五到第七节。
First, chapter 1, verses 5 through 7.
约翰一书第五到第七。
First John 1, 5 to 7.
好，我们这次呢，中文、英文都一起念，好吗？
Let us read, Let us read both in Chinese and English together.
好，第五节来。
Verse 5.
神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见，又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。接着是第二章的二十九节。
Chapter 2, verse 29.
二章二十九。
2:29.
一起来。
Together.
你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。接着是第三章，先读九和十。
Verses 9 and 10.
第三章第九和第十。
Verses, chapter 3, verses 9 and 10.
来，凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。 好，接着是十四和十五节。
Verses chapter 3 verse 14 and 15.
来。
We know that 我们
因为爱弟兄
from death to life,
就晓得是已经出始入生了。没有爱心的仍住在始终。凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的。你们晓得凡杀人的没有永生存在他心里。第四章的第七、第八节。
Chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
第四章第七和第八节。
Chapter 4, 7 and 8.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，愿爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。第十九和二十一
，verses 19 through 21。
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，就是我们从神所说的命令。好，我们在第五章有几处。
We will read several passages from chapter 5.
第四和第五节
Verses 4 and 5.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？十一到十三节
11 through 13.
这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。最后我们读十八到二十一。
Lastly, we will read verses 18 through 21.
We know that 我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他。我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面。这是真神，也是永生。小子们啊，你们要自守，远避偶像。好，我们圣经就先读到这里。
That's all the passage we shall read for now.
我们知道使徒约翰从主那边有一个特别的负担。
We know that John, Apostle John, received a special.Burden from God.
他不仅是一个讲爱的使徒。
Not only he is the apostle of love.
他也是一个特别讲生命的使徒。
He is also an apostle of life.
因为当主耶稣来到地上的时候
，When Jesus came to this earth,
他的一个主要的目的
，One of the main purposes of his coming,
乃是来把这个生命赐给人。
That is to give this life.To us.
他首先把那个生命活出来。
Now, first, he lived this particular life.
让人认识到神的生命是一个怎样的生命。
So that people can see and know what kind of life God's life is.
然后借着十字架的工作。
And through the work on the cross.
他就能够把这个生命赐给凡愿意相信他的人。
Then he gives this life to all who believes in him.
所以我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们信主。
We believe in the Lord.
不是加入一个宗教。
It's not to join a religion.
哎，不是加入教会。
It's not to join a church.
乃是从神得到一个新生命。
And that is for us to receive a new life from God.
好，我们今天受浸的十位弟兄姊妹。
So today the 10 brothers and sisters who were baptized earlier this morning.
能够从我们心里面确实的知道我们是从神生的。
May all of you know truly.In our heart that we are born of God.
使徒约翰在第五章那里他特别告诉我们说
John, Apostle John, tells us in chapter 5.
他要叫我们知道自己有永生。
He wants us to know that we have this eternal life.
这个知道不是光头脑的知道。
This knowing is just not in our head only.
他
达尔比弟兄给我们一个注解呢，他说是一个 conscious knowledge， 是一个有感觉的知道。
Brother Darby explains, put it this way, this is a conscious knowledge.
这个生命被我们所知道呢，是在里面的，不是在头脑的。
This life which we know of, we are conscious of, is in us, not just resides in our head only.
当我们读圣经的时候，
As we read the Bible,
我们都晓得神非常注重家谱。
We know that God pays a lot of attention to genealogy.
在路加福音，看把那个约瑟、玛利亚他们的家谱追溯到亚当去。
And we read in Gospel according to Luke, the genealogy tells us about Joseph and Maria, and Mary, and go all the way back to Adam.
在历代志一开始的时候，有这么多章。是都是在记犹太人的家谱。
At the beginning of the book of Chronicles, that also we see there are many genealogy recordings or records here.
神做这件事情是什么意义呢
？So why did God do this?
他要让犹太人知道。
He wanted Jews to know
他们的出生
where they are from.
所以凡是犹太人都必须能够追溯到亚伯拉罕。
And all Jews can go back.In their genealogy to Abraham.
追溯不回去的，那就不能算犹太人。
If you cannot trace back, if you cannot trace your blood back to Abraham, then you are not qualified as a Jew.
凡是做祭司的，一定要能够追溯回到亚伦。
And all the priests, have to be able to trace back their blood back to Aaron.
凡是追溯不回去的，就不能做祭司。
And if you cannot trace your blood back to Aaron, then you're not qualified to become a priest.
所以我们看到那些被掳归回的人，他们回到那里的时候，就是查这些东西。
So we see that the captives, that when they return to Jerusalem, they study the genealogy.
那这个对我们新约的弟兄姊妹有什么意义呢
？So what does this mean to our who live in the New Testament time?
就是要我们能够追溯，当我们得救的时候，那个源头是谁
？And for us.Is to trace back at the beginning of our being born again, who the source is.
我们必须知道我们是从神生的。
We must know we are born of God.
如果我们不知道
，if we don't know this,
那我们就糊里糊涂做基督徒。
Then we are a Christian who is very ignorant.
那我们以后的基督徒生活也是糊里糊涂。
And then our Christian life will be very ignorant.
我们生命的感觉也是很微弱。
So our senses will be very, very weak.
那我们更不要谈到说去认识父心中的旨意，然后在地上为他做见证。
So we can't even talk about knowing God's will and also bear witnesses for Him.
所以这个起初的认识，知道我们有永生。知道我们是属于神的是最重要的。
So it's very important for us to know the beginning that we are born of God and also we belong to Him.
那个知道呢也是一个启示。
This knowledge is also a revelation.
是神在我们的生命中给了一个光。
God has given in our life a light.
有了这个光呢我们来认识说哦原来神创造了天地万物。
With this light, we realized God created heaven and earth.
哦，原来我不是进化来的。
And I was not, I did not come through evolution.
那是神所造的。
And I was created by God.
这个光就一直把我们带到耶稣是主，是救主。
And this light will continue to lead us until we realize that Jesus is Lord and Savior.
所以当我们这样确确实实得救之后
So as we are surely saved this way,
我们就能够呼叫神为阿爸父亲
Then we can cry out to God, Abba Father.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
会叫父亲是非常重要的
It's very important that we are able to cry out, Father.
如果我们祷告的时候老是讲神啊神啊
If when we pray, we only say, God, God,
这感觉上是不够的。
And somehow the feeling is not strong enough.
从前他只不过是神。
Because before he was merely God.
很客观的。
Very objective.
但他现在呢，是我们的父。
But today he is my father.
是非常主观的。
It's very subjective.
所以我们祷告的时候。
So as we pray.
我们叫起父亲。
We say father.
是很亲的。
It's very, very close.
自然的。
Very natural.
很甜美的。
Very sweet.
如果我们还没有这个感觉。
If we don't have this feeling.
我们对神还不太亲近。
Somehow we're not close enough to God.
我们需要在这种感觉里面来操练它。
So we should exercise to have this kind of sense.
所以我们看这个生命真的是有感觉。
So we know that this life has certain sense.
虽然我们 看不见这个生命本身。
Even though we cannot visibly see the life itself.
但是借着这个感觉，你就知道你有生命。
But through the senses that we know we have this life.
但反过来说
，On contrary，
如果没有神这个生命的感觉
，If we don't have the life senses，
那我们的得救是有问题的。
Then we may question whether we are truly born again.
有生命就一定有感觉。
If you have this life, you must have these senses.
有感觉是证明这个生命的存在。
While you have senses, it proves that you have this life.
所以我们说，你得救了没有？
So when we ask the question, are you born again? Are you saved?
不是问外表的那些东西。
We're not talking about anything external.
那是问我们里面有没有从神得到一个生命。
And we ask whether you have received this life from God inside.
我们能不能清清楚楚地述说神生了我。
Can we declare clearly, I know I am born of God.
并且从出生之后能够让这个感觉不断地扩大。
And since my birth, I can grow this sense and become bigger and bigger.
从模糊的到清楚。
From something not as clear to very succinct.
从很粗糙的到细致的。
And from something very rough to something very, very unique and very fine.
从迟钝的变成敏锐的。
From something that's very dull to something that's quite sensitive.
从有一些的感觉到全面的感觉。
From having a little bit of this sense to a lot of senses, in every aspect.
就如同我们身体的生命一样。
Just like our bodily life.
我们身体的生命在正常的时候。
In a healthy body.
从头到脚各部分的感觉都是很正常。
All the senses from head to toe, are very normal.
但是哪一个地方若是生病了。
If somehow we have some illness in our body,
受伤了
got injured,
甚至瘫痪了
or maybe become paralyzed,
那个感觉就失去了
and you know that you have lost certain senses,
或是那个感觉就迟钝了
or the senses become duller and duller.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们保守这个生命的感觉是何等的重要
it is very critical for us to keep the senses of this life.
并且我们有个责任
that we have this responsibility.
就是要顺着这个感觉来生活
and we should go along with these senses.
我们在我们的里头
inside of us,
有两种的生命
there are two kinds of lives.
这经常会让初信的弟兄姊妹感觉到困惑
and this sometimes confuses the young or new Christians.
为什么神的生命这么好
How come God's life is so good?
但我还会做那些事情
but I still commit these things.
我还会犯罪
and I will commit sins.
其实这是一个事实
but this is a fact.
因为亚当的生命和基督的生命现在同时在我们的身上。
Because the life from Adam and the life from Christ coexist in us.
所以一个真正重生的人
So a person who is truly born again
他里面会产生争战
There will be conflict in him
会产生矛盾的感觉
There will be torment in him
那这是正常的
This is normal
但是神要我们来过一个顺服生命的生活
But God wants us to live a life that goes along with the nature or senses of this life
当我们这样来生活的时候
As we live this way
我们就是过一个顺性的生活
And this life goes along with God's life's nature
当我们跟这个生命的感觉相反的来做的时候
But if we do something that goes against the senses of this new life
那我们过的生活呢就是一个逆性的生活
And then we are leading a life that goes against God's life's nature
所以保罗在罗马书一开头的时候
So at the beginning of the book to the Romans
就列举了很多人在逆性生活中间各样的表现
Paul mentioned many things as illustrations of how a life that leads that's leading a life that goes against the nature.
所以当我们从神得着这么宝贵的生命的时候
So as we receive such a precious life from God,
我们有一个责任
We have this responsibility.
就是要来顺服这个生命过生活
That is to obey the nature of this new life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
在圣经当中
In the Bible,
只有主耶稣他的生命是让我们看见完全顺着这个生命
Only the life of Jesus is a life that goes totally along with God's life's nature.
我们如果要过一个顺服生命感觉的生活
If you want to live a life that has this natural senses of the new life.
我们就要去看看主耶稣在地上怎么过生活。
So let us examine how Jesus led his life on earth.
所以我很建议弟兄姊妹，好好把福音书再反复的读它。
So I encourage brothers and sisters to carefully study the four books of the gospel.
从主耶稣所说的话和所做的事和他对每一件事情的反应里面，我们来学习他的感觉。
Let's learn how, what Jesus' feelings are, senses are from Jesus' life on earth, what he has done and what he has said.
我想在这里举一些例子。
So I want to give you some examples.
比如说主耶稣他受浸的时候。
When Jesus was being baptized,
当施洗约翰拦阻他不他说我应当让你来施浸为什么你来让我施浸
When John the Baptist declined to baptize him, saying,You should baptize me, not the other way around.
主耶稣的感觉是什么呢
How was Jesus feeling?
他说我们理当这样尽主般的义
Jesus' sense was that we should do this according to the rules.
当我们听福音之后
After we heard the gospel,
可能我们信主决志了
Maybe we have made a decision to accept the Lord.
但是我们的感觉是说我信就好了何必受浸
And sometimes our sense is that, well, as long as I...Except the Lord, why should I be baptized?
我们都还没有踏进教会，我们就已经很多的观念在里头。
Even as we, before we step inside church, we have all these feelings or thoughts.
我们的感觉跟主耶稣的感觉不一样。
And this thought is different from Jesus' thought.
当主耶稣看到许多人的时候
，When Jesus saw the multitude,
他就感觉说，他怜悯他们。
He had compassion for them.
他觉得他们像羊没有牧人一样。
And he looked at them as sheep without a shepherd.
但是我们的感觉呢
？But how do we feel?
可能像那个瞎子刚刚被主摸了一次。
Maybe our sense is just like the blind person who was touched by Jesus for the first time.
我们看到人呢，就像树木一样。
And he could see, but he saw people as trees.
我没有这个连续的感觉。
I did not have the feeling of mercy.
如果这样的话，我们就需要主耶稣再摸我们一次。
So we really need the second touch from the Lord.
所以我们对人有一个连续的感觉。
So that we have this merciful feeling toward other people.
一点任何一个没有得救的人，我们里面都觉得我们需要传福音，我们需要帮助他。
Toward all the people who are not saved yet, we should have this compassion and this passion of preaching the gospel to them.
主耶稣遇到那个行淫的时候被带到他面前的妇人。
We also read the story about Jesus meeting the woman who was caught doing adulterous act.
他的感觉跟犹太人也都不一样。
And so Jesus' sense at that time was very different from that of the Jews.
那些犹太人都认为这个人该死。
And all the Jews determined to stone this woman to death.
让我们大家用 拿石头就把她砸死。
We should just stone her to death.
但主耶稣说，谁是没有罪的，你可以第一个拿石头砸她。
But Jesus said to them, "Let those without sin cast the first stone."
然后叫那个妇人说，我也不定你的罪，你平平安安的去吧，以后不要再犯罪。
And Jesus turned to the woman, says, "I will not convict you, but go and sin no more."
我再举一个例子。
I want to give you another example.
当彼得问主耶稣说：“我饶恕人七次可以吗
？”When Peter asked Jesus, "Is it enough for me to forgive people seven times?"
主耶稣说：“不是七次，乃是七十个七次。
”Jesus said, "No, not seven times only, but 70 times seven times."
主耶稣也教导我们说：“若有人打我们的左脸，我们把右脸也给他打。”
And Jesus also taught us that if someone hits your left cheek, turn your other cheek.
好像我讲错了，打右脸，把左脸也反过来。
If someone hits your right cheek, turn the other cheek.
因为打右脸是这么打，打左脸是反过来打。
And that's how you hit people, slap people, this way and that way.
主耶稣说，如果有人要强逼我们走一里路，我们就同他走二里路。
And Jesus also taught if someone commands you to walk with them for 1 mile.You volunteer to walk for 2 miles.
主说要爱你的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Jesus also said, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
当主被捕的那一夜
，When Jesus was captured,
他所教导的这一切，他都行出来了。
And he acted out all these that he taught his disciples.
他任由那些兵丁怎么打，他都把人留在那扎。
And he just endured whatever beating that he was getting from the soldiers.
我们不知道那个时候主的脸左右转了多少次。
Don't know how many times Jesus turned his cheek that night.
他也愿意背着十字架，自己走到各个他。
He was willing to carry the cross all the way to Golgotha.
他也在十字架上为那些杀他的人祷告。
And he prayed for those who nailed him on the cross.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
He prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
这是主生命的感觉。
This is the sense of Jesus' life.
他能够感觉到他们不知道，所以才伤我。
He could sense that because they know not, that's why they nailed me.
这是我们从主那边所要学习的感觉。
So these are the senses we should learn from our Lord.
所以当我们得着这样的生命的时候，
as we receive this life,
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等宝贵的事情。
This is a very precious thing.
但是很多的时候，
but many times,
我们不活在这个生命的感觉。
Somehow we do not live in this life senses.
我们还是活在旧生命的感觉。
We still live this in the senses of our old life.
所以我们的人际关系就有很多的问题。
So we have many trouble dealing with people.
家庭成员之间有很多的冲突。
There's a lot of problems in the family.
父母和儿女。
Parents against the children.
丈夫和妻子。
And between husband and wife.
在教会里面的弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters in church.
是什么原因造成这个？
How come?
因为我们不活在这个生命的感觉。
It's because we do not live in the senses of the new life.
我们不体贴这个生命它的感觉。
Now we do not want to go along with the senses of the life.
我想借这个机会和弟兄姊妹们交通一下。就是当我们初初得救的时候
So I want to share with you this morning as we first saved
最少我们应该有些什么感觉
We must have certain kind of senses
就是连今天受浸的弟兄姊妹们
Including the brothers and sisters who were baptized this morning
都能够有这些感觉
And even they can have these senses
在外面的知识道理上面你可能懂得很少
Maybe in knowledge you know little
但那个里面的生命是真的
But the life in you is true.
那个感觉是一样的。
It's true. The life in you is real, and the senses are real.
所以我想来讲几个方面。
So I want to share a different aspect.
第一个就是这个生命呢，它的感觉是一个光明的感觉。
And this the one, the first sense of life is that it has a sense of light.
它喜欢光。
The life likes light.
因为我们得救的时候，基督就把这个光射进来。
Because as we were saved, Jesus shone. The light in us
成为我们生命的光
It becomes the life, light of our life
那么因为神是光
Because God is light
所以我们就可以在光明中和他有交通
Then we can walk in fellowship with him in light
那么也借着这个我们跟弟兄姊妹们在光中光明中的交通
And through this that we fellowship with one another in light
我们不活在阴暗的光景中
And we do not live in darkness
因为那个是不健康的
Because that is unhealthy.
生命的感觉是属于微弱，属于微弱
，weak. The sense of life is weak.
因为它没有多接受光。
Because the reason the life is weak is because it did not receive enough light.
像我们这些植物啊，买进来的时候，长得很丰满的。
And all these plants, when we first bought them, they were very bountiful.
但是因为我们这里面的光不太够。
But there's not enough light in this building.
所以它那个叶子呢，就一周掉一些，一周掉一些，越掉越少了。
So the leaves continue to fall off and become less and less.
那么我们怎样活在光明中呢
？How can we live in light?
我们常常跟神有交通。
We should have continuous fellowship with God.
如果我们不接近这个光的源头
，If we do not come close to the source of light,
我们只是接触人。
We just get close to people.
我们只是做事情。
We just do things.
光就越来越暗淡。
And then the light becomes darker and darker.
生命的感觉就越来越微弱了。
And then the life senses becomes weaker and weaker.
就生命的另外一个重要的感觉是不犯罪。
And the other sense of life that is critical is that we should sin no more.
这个对我们来说可能会觉得很惊讶。
You may be surprised.
怎么一个人可以不犯罪呢
？How can one not sin at all?
约翰是不是讲一个道理而已
？Do you think that John was preaching just a theory?
约翰不是讲一个道理。
No.
约翰来讲一个实际。
And he was talking about a reality.
他说呢，凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道在他心里，存在他心里。
He said here, no one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed or God's word remains in him.
他也不能犯罪，因为他是由神生的。
He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
约翰呢是追溯到整个的源头。
And John went back to the source of everything.
这个源头是什么呢？
What is the source?
就是生命的种子。
That is the seed of life.
这里讲到神的道，这个道呢，原文是种子。
And here it says the word, God's word, and the original text says God's seed.
所以我们原来是另外一种种子长出来的，现在呢是神的种子长出来的。
Originally we grew out of a different kind of seed, but now we have grown out of the seed of God.
中国有一句话叫做“虎父无犬子”。
There's a saying like father like son.
老虎呢？不会生出狗来。
And a tiger would not give birth to a dog.
神的生命就是神的生命。
God's life is God's life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们应该觉得何等的严肃。
We should look at this very solemnly.
我们说我们得救了。
We say we are saved.
究竟什么意思？
What does it mean?
我们乃是由那位圣洁的神重生的人。
We are born again of the Holy God.
这个种子在我们里面
We have this seed in us
这个性质在我们里面
This sense in us
它就成为我们的性情
It becomes our character
它应该成为我们的喜好
It becomes our likings
它应该有这个感觉
We should have this sense
如果我们不逆性的时候
If we do not go against the nature's life
我们就必定会享受到说
life of nature
真的做基督徒可以不犯罪
Then we can understand that as a Christian it is possible for usNot to live in sin.
我们做基督徒并不是说咬紧牙根啊，来努力的做一个好人。
As a Christian, we should not live as though that we have to try our best to live as a good person.
这种靠意志的力量来苦撑呢，我们撑不了很久。
And you cannot last long if you just live by your own will.
就如同我们拿个东西，你可以拿一段时间，但是你不可能一直拿。
Just like if you are lifting something, you can lift this thing for a while, but you cannot lift this forever.
无论这个东西有多轻，你到了一个时候，你一定会掉下来。
Maybe this thing you are lifting is very light, but sooner or later it will drop.
但是如果顺着这个生命的感觉，
but if we go along the sense of this life,
那就很容易。
Then it becomes easier.
很自然。
Very natural.
你看那些树木，
if you look at the trees,
它们生长得多自然。
And they grow very naturally.
无论那些高大的松树也好
whether the tall pine trees,
结果子的树木也好
or those are fruit trees,
它们生长结果都是自自然然的
When they grow, as they bear fruit,
因为
they are all very natural. Because that's the nature of their life.
并且它那个生命呢，是在一个好的环境里面，在一个充足的雨水和养分的浇灌里面。
And the life grow naturally because they live in a very good environment was full of light and water.
所以如果我们是这样的来生活
If we live this way,
那么神就能够保证我们这个生命呢能够活出他的见证来。
And then God can guarantee that we can live a life of testimony.
在约翰一书第五章后面那里讲到一个。
Toward the end of chapter 5, first John,
那个点是非常重要的。
It's very critical.
他说呢，我们所信的主呢，是那真实的。
He says that the one that we believe in is real.
他说我们呢，也住在那个真实的里面。
And we know that we live in him who is true.
这是我们基督徒生活整个得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret of Christian's victorious life.
也就是保罗，使徒保罗所说的在基督里
And this is exactly what Paul was saying, being in Christ.
在基督里
In Christ.
所以哥林多后书五章十七节说若有人在基督里他就是新造的人旧事已过都变成新的
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, If anyone who is in Christ, he's a new creature, all things have passed away, all things become new.
这句话什么意思呢
What does this verse mean?
就是说我们的得救是一个天翻地覆的大改变
And it means that our being saved is something that really shaken up this world
是从黑 变成白的一个转变。
This change is like a change from black to white.
神没有意思要来慢慢改造我们这个人。
God did not mean to change us gradually.
而且呢，也不可能改造成功。
And it's not possible to succeed this way.
就如同我们不会去想要把一个已经毁坏根基的房子重新把它弄成一个非常壮观的宫殿。
Just like that, it's not possible for us to rebuild a ruined house and turn it into a gorgeous palace.
唯一的方法就是把它整个拆毁，重立根基，重新建造。
But the only way to accomplish this is that to bulldoze the old house and to rebuild from the beginning.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们认识我们从前是在亚当里
，If we recognize that we used to be in Adam.
得救的时候是被神把我们迁到基督里。
When we were saved, we were moved by Christ into him.
并且愿意住在他的里面。
Willing to abide in him.
那我们就可以过一个得胜的基督徒生活。
Then we can lead a victorious Christian life.
什么时候我们失败
？Anytime we fail.
那非常容易分辨。
It's very easy to tell.
就是我们从基督里出去，又跑到亚当里去。
And that's when we left.Christ and move back into Adam.
昨天孙弟兄给我们做了一个很好的比方。
And Brother Sun gave us a very good illustration.
跟那个年长弟兄姊妹有一个交通。
During the elders fellowship,
就鼓励他们啊，怎么样去这个活在基督里。
And he was encouraging them how to live or how to abide in Christ.
就是每天早晨醒来第一件事情。
And the first thing when you wake up in the morning,
宣告。
And you pronounce,
某某人是在基督里的。
And so and so is in Christ.
这个意念会保守我们。
This thought will help keep us.
会提醒我们。
Will remind us.
但是我们很多时候都没有这样做。
But many times we don't do this.
我们可能一醒来还是想到我们有什么不愉快的事。有些什么不愉快的人。
And most likely when we wake up in the morning, we think about the things that's unpleasant or some people that we're not happy with.
当我们跑到那边去的时候呢，我们就跑到亚当里去了。
When we go along this thought, then we go back to Adam.
所以我们的得救，神是把我们整个的搬了一个家。
So our being saved is really a whole self move.By God.
那我们怎么能够一直住在这个家里面？
How can we keep on abiding in this household?
我们只要顺着这个里面的生命的感觉，顺着这个性情，我们就会住在它里面。
As long as we can go along the nature of this life, then we can continually abide in Him.
什么时候我们一悖逆了，什么时候我们一起了里面的那种感这个恶感了，那么我们就出去了。
Anytime we rebel.Or have a sense of ugliness, then we are moving out of this household.
弟兄姊妹们，不犯罪是何等的重要。
Dear brothers and sisters, not to live in sin is very, very critical.
也许我们的感觉不深。
Maybe we do not have a very strong feeling.
但是使徒约翰的感觉是非常重的。
But Apostle John has a very strong feeling in this matter.
第三章第十节这样说。第三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10 says,
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of devil are.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
犯罪和不犯罪，显出是谁的儿女这个实际。
To sin and not to sin indicates who children of God.Truly art.
盼望神的话在我们里面真的是产生这个功效。
I pray that the God's word will work inside us.
那什么，今天的世界充满了罪恶。
Today's generation is full of evil.
从网络里面那个庞大的罪恶世界。
Look at the internet, full of sinful things.
到这些电视、这些电影、
TV programs and movies.
还有我们住的周遭的这些商店
and also the stores that surround us
仇敌魔鬼无所不用其极的用这网罗把神的儿女网进去
the devil our enemy wants to use all kinds of things to snare us God's children
每次当罪恶向我们敲门的时候
anytime sin knocks on our door
我们里面应该感觉说我是神的儿女
we should have the sense I am a child of God.
我不能羞辱我的父亲。
I cannot, put my father to shame.
我不能让魔鬼来嘲笑我的天父。
And I will not let devil to laugh at my heavenly father.
我们能够继续在罪中，叫恩典更显多吗？
Can we continue to live in sin so that we can boast more about God's grace?
我们能够暗暗地享受罪中之乐，
我
不怕伤父亲的心吗？
Do you think that we can enjoy, the pleasure of sin secretly without hurting the heart of our Heavenly Father?
当那些罪恶的东西显在我们眼前的时候，我们能够没有感觉吗？
When the sinful things appear before us, can we not react?
弟兄姊妹，这是很严肃的事情。
This is a serious matter.
魔鬼也是犯罪的。
Because devil is the one who does all the sinful things.
从起初就犯罪。
From the very beginning.
我们出生的时候，我们得到这个生命。
But, well, when we were born, we have gotten that kind of life.
但是当我们信主得救的时候。
But as we believe in Jesus and we are born again.
我们得到了一个神的生命。
We have gotten a life of God.
并且神要带领我们活在这个新生命里。
And God will lead us to live in this new life.
这样我们就可以为我们的父亲做见证。
Then we can bear witness for our Father.
无论在什么环境里面。
In any kind of circumstances.
有人看见也好，没有人看见也好。
Whether what we do is seen or not seen by people.
在家里也好。
Whether we are at home or whether we are outside of our home,
我们应该常常说，我是神的儿女。
We should declare, I am a child of God.
我是王的儿子。
I am a prince.
我是王子。
I am a prince.
何等的尊贵。
That is how honorable.
不许可罪来玷污我。
And will not let sin to, hurt me.
不许可魔鬼来压制我。
And I will not let devil to control me.
从我们的口中也不出恶言。
And from our mouth, we should not say evil words.
我们也不随意发脾气。
And we will not lose our temper.
我们应当学习温柔。
We should learn to be gentle.
我们应该学习温和的待人。
We should treat people very gently.
无论是我们最亲的家人，或是弟兄姊妹。
Whether our beloved family members or our brothers and sisters.
我们应该觉得，我要像主这样的爱他们。
We want to love them just like our Lord does.
我们在许多有意无意的行动中间，
sometimes consciously or unconsciously,
都伤害了我们最亲的人。
We hurt people who we love the most.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为我们跑到亚当里面去。
Because we went back to Adam.
因为我们不活在生命的感觉里。
Because we do not live in the senses of this new life.
弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
今天是一个非常悖逆的时代。
This is a rebellious generation.
儿女悖逆父母。
Children rebelled against parents.
被带领的悖逆带领的。
Those followers rebelled against the leaders.
这整个世界已经把这个秩序都打乱了。
And the whole world, the order has been turned upside down.
没有权柄。
No authority.
没有顺服。
No obedience.
这是魔鬼的作为。
This is the work of the devil.
如果我们要像神的儿女，
If we want to live like God's children,
我们好好回到家里面去顺从父母。
We should go back to our house family and obey our parents.
在我们的态度上，真的是尊他们为父母。
In our attitude, we really honor them as our parents.
这是非常重要。
This is very, very important.
弟兄姊妹们，神的儿子在地上的时候，
When Jesus, God's Son Jesus was on this earth.
他最大的一个见证就是完全顺服。
His biggest testimony is complete submission.
父怎么说，他就怎么说。
He said whatever, the Father says.
父怎么做，他就怎么做。
He did whatever the Father did.
父为他所定的时间和疆界，他就完全跟随。
He followed the timing and also the boundary.Set by his father. This is the life that the Lord wants to see. Hopefully we can become a good witness in our family. And the wives will submit to their husbands. And God will be responsible for you. Because we live this way.
不是凭着你自己的思想，也不是凭着你自己的智慧。
It's not by your own thinking or your own wisdom.
那是依靠神的恩典，而是依靠神的智慧。
But we rely on God's grace and God's wisdom.
好，既然这样说， 我们照着做，神就负你的责任。
We will do exactly what he says, and then God will be responsible for the consequences.
要容许我们悖逆的天性，任意妄为。
So let us not let loose our natural life.
任意妄为，我们就有祸了。
If we do as we please, then we'll be in trouble.
我们生命绝对不会长进的。
Our life will not grow.
你可以在外面做基督徒。
We can become a Christian. We can claim we are a Christian.
但是里面是很虚的。
But inside, there's nothing.
神知道。
God knows.
你自己也知道。
And you know yourself.
我们要脚踏实地的在神面前的操练这个生命。
So we need to exercise this new life very solidly before the Lord.
不要容许我们只是来做做礼拜。
Let us just come to church to attend the service.
虚度光阴。
And to waste our time.
一事无成。
And have accomplished nothing.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神是何等有目的的神。
God is a God of purpose.
他今天救了我们之后，真的是要把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
After he has saved us, he wants to mold us into the likeness of his son.
那我们生命这么短暂。
Our life on this earth is so short.
我们得救的时候，我们就已经几十岁了。
We are already adults when we were saved.
如果我们再继续浪费我们的时间。
If we continue to waste our time.
活在那个悖逆的天性里头。
And live in this rebellious life.
那我们真是可怜了。
Then how pitiful we have become.
不犯罪是神儿女一个非常重要的原则。
Not to continue sin is a very important principle for God's children.
这个不犯罪不是说他都从来不犯罪。
This here it says sin no more doesn't mean that you do not sin occasionally.
有的翻译是说呢，他不 practice straight.
And one translation says, we should not practice sin.
他不会去那里一再的去犯罪。
We should not sin continuously.
犯罪有感觉。
When you sin, you know it.
犯罪有懊悔。
And when you sin, after you sin, you regret.
犯了罪就想要悔改。
And after you sin, you want to repent.
不悔改，你们就不能平安。
If you don't repent, you will not feel peace inside you.
好多年前
many years ago,
有一个弟兄，有一个姊妹，他们刚刚出信主。
There was a brother, and also there was a sister. Both of them were new Christians.
非常不幸的，魔鬼引诱他们犯罪。
Unfortunately, they were tempted by the devil. They committed sin.
姊妹非常有感。
The sister had a very strong sense.
她告诉我们说，她把自己藏起来。
And she told us that she hid herself.
不敢读经，也不敢祷告。
And she dared not to read the Bible, dared not to pray.
也不敢见弟兄姊妹。
Dared not to see or meet other brothers and sisters.
她才刚刚信主。
She was a very young Christian.
而且在她以前的生活里面，这个是家常便饭。
And in her life, that she used to do this all the time.
但是他信主受浸。
But she became a Christian, she was baptized.
她感觉这么强烈。
And she had a very strong sense.
这一次的犯罪跟以前的犯罪感觉完全不一样。
This time, when she sinned, she felt very differently from before. This is the sense of the life.
这不需要人去教导她的。
No one needed to tell her.
所以圣经也从来不把许多的规条告诉我们。
And the Bible does not tell us all these detailed rules.
因为他讲也讲不完全。
Because you cannot exhaust them.
但是有一个最重要的就是那个生命。
But the most important thing is that life.
但是那个弟兄就没感觉。
But that brother had no sense.
他以为自己做得很好。
And he thought he did something great.
诸般的解释。
And all kinds of excuses.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
犯罪要有感觉。
After we sin, we should have a sense.
那才显出我们里面有生命。
It proves that we have this new life in us.
显出我们是神的儿女。
It proves that we are children of God.
那么另外一个很重要的点。
Another aspect very important.
就是要爱弟兄。
That is to love our brothers and sisters.
这是何等重要的事情。
This also is very critical.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们如果是神所生的。
If we are truly born of God.
我们就得到一个爱的生命。
We have this life of love.
那个生命就叫我们自自然然会爱神。
And because of this life, we can love God naturally.
叫我们自自然然的会爱弟兄姊妹。
And we can love brothers and sisters naturally.
大概一年多前。
About over a year ago.
有一个初信的弟兄。
There was a new Christian brother.
他去参加了一个在外面的退休会。
He attended a conference.
然后回来的时候，他写了一个卡片给我。
After he came back from the conference, he wrote me.
里面讲到他在那个退休会里边看见某某弟兄某某姊妹很辛劳。
And he told me that during the retreat, he witnessed the hard work of certain brother and certain sisters.
心中非常感动。
And he was greatly moved by their actions.
然后他说，以后如果有什么我可以帮忙的，我很乐意。
And he told me that I am very willing to share the burden in the future.
他把那个卡片用打字的方式把它打在上头。
And he has used a typewriter or printed out this card.
显出他里面何等的重视这件事情。
And he really paid a lot of attention. He really took it very seriously.
为了有这样的年轻弟兄，我们真是满心的感谢神。
So we really thank the Lord for such a young Christian's behavior.
多少的时候
，so many times，
我们接受人的服侍，以为是理所当然。
We receive people's service and we take it for granted。
弟兄姊妹待我们好一百次，我们不太有感觉。
And when brothers and sisters treat us time and time again, we don't feel anything special。
只要有一次得罪了我们了，那就没完没了。
But if somehow one time they did not treat us well, then we will never forget it。
如果常常请我吃饭，但是有一次吃饭没请我的话，那就有感觉了。
If they always invite me to dinner, but one time they did not invite me to dinner, then I have this bad feeling.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么生命？
What kind of life is this?
主耶稣的生命是服侍人的生命。
Because Jesus' life is a life of service.
当我们得救之后，我们应该有感觉，我们来服侍弟兄姊妹。
After we are saved, we should have this sense that we are here to serve others.
我们老觉得我们是个 baby。
We should not continue to think that we are still a baby.
这个小 baby 很可爱。
Well, the little babies are very adorable.
老 baby 呢就很可怜。
But old babies are very pitiful.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真的是要长大。
We need to grow up.
好多年前，当我们还在青年中心聚会的时候。
Many years ago, as we were meeting in a different location.
有好多年的时间，英美就是每周做饭菜去请他们福音朋友们吃。
And for week after week, Imei will prepare dinner and invite the young friends to home, to the meeting place.
然后三年之后，三年
after 3 years,
有一位弟兄从天津来的弟兄得救了。
And one brother from Tianjin was saved.
他里面马上有感觉。
And he immediately he had this new sense.
他说我们不能这样老吃英美做的。
He says, we cannot continually let the inmate prepare dinner for us.
我们要参加做饭。
We should participate in making the food.
他是刚刚得救。
He was just barely saved.
他年纪也不小。
He was not a young person.
而且他蛮辛苦的。
And he worked very hard.
他住在儿子媳妇家，什么事情都要他要做的。
And he did everything in his son and daughter-in-law's home.
从洗衣、做饭、带小孩、整房间。全都包了。
He did the cooking, did the laundry, taking care of the kids. He did everything.
而且还受到媳妇百般的责难。
And he had a hard time from his daughter-in-law also.
但是他不以为苦。
But he didn't think this as hardship.
他反倒说，我也要参加教会里面这个服
事。He says, I want to participate in church's service.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是主耶稣的生命。
This is the life of Jesus Christ.
何等的宝贵。
Why, how precious.
我们要去操练它。
We need to exercise this.
从我们蒙恩得救的那一刻开始。
From the moment we are saved.
我们就有个感觉说，主啊，让我来服侍你。
We should have this sense that, Lord, let me serve you.
我去寻找机会来服侍。
I will look for opportunities to serve.
不是被动的等人来叫我服侍。
Not just wait passively to be asked.
被请到的时候又非常不高兴。
And sometimes when we are asked, then we feel very unhappy.
这个生命就大有问题。
And then we have to put a big question mark on this life.
你究竟从神得生命了没有？
Have you been born of God?
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要去注意这件事情。
We really need to pay attention to this.
我们重生了没有？
Have we been born again?
如果我们这个生命老是要要要。
If our life is just such that we always ask,
没有办法给。
And we do not give,
生命是有问题的。
Then your life is questionable.
要么就是没有生命。
Whether either you really don't have this life.
要么就是把这个生命压制了，老活在亚当的生命里。
Or you repress this life. You continually you continue to live in the life of Adam.
这只有你自己知道。
Only you know this.
但是要拒绝。
But you have to deal with it.
因为得救不得救，这是一个最严肃的问题。
Because whether you are truly saved or not is a very, very serious matter.
弟兄姊妹，我们得救之后。
After we are saved,
现在就要来操练爱弟兄。
We should exercise loving our brothers and sisters.
有些弟兄姊妹对我们有点误会。
Sometimes we are misunderstood by others.
当教会在那里讲说我们要为主耶稣基督做见证。
When the church is saying we should bear witness for Lord Jesus Christ,
我们要坚守主在圣经里面的教训和原则。
We should hold fast to the biblical teaching.
当我们这样说的时候
，As we do this,
有的弟兄姊妹就认为说我们不爱别的教会的弟兄姊妹。
And some people will say that we do not love other churches.
这是完全是个误会。
This is a total misunderstanding.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我有很多非常要好的弟兄姊妹，甚至于是朋友，都在别的教会。
I have so many close brothers and sisters, even friends. They go to different churches.
有近在西雅图的
some as close as Seattle.
来美国各地的
and as far as all over United States.
有远在台湾、大陆、
even
新加坡的
China and Singapore.
他们都在各宗各派里边聚会
and they go to meetings in different denominations.
甚至有一位传道人
even a minister.
那我跟他认识的时候，我当然会。把这个见证这条路告诉他
and when I met him I shared with him the way we do churches
但是经过很长时间之后他还是决定要做牧师他还是决定要在宗派里头
but after a long time he's decided to stay in his denomination being a pastor
我们仍然是好朋友
we are still good friends
我们不是仇敌
we're not enemies
我们是弟兄
we are brothers
我身上这件衣服还是他送给我。
And this suit, this jacket, this suit was given to me by him.
他还常会到我们家来坐。
And he would visit us often.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，the dear brothers and sisters.
当我们讲到神的旨意的时候
，when we talk about God's will,
我们也要学主耶稣的感觉。
We should learn to feel Jesus' sense.
主耶稣说，那些遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姊妹。
And Jesus said that those who abide or obey are God's Will is my brother.
这些弟兄姊妹很宝贵。
So we should treat our brothers as precious.
我们应当爱护他们。
We should love them.
我们应当在主里面彼此相爱。
We should love one another in the Lord.
但是关于主的工作。
But as far as God's ministry is concerned.
关于圣经里面的原则。
As far as the biblical principles are concerned.
我们只能够照着神。
We should just follow God.
我们的爱心不能够超越过真理。
Our love should not go beyond the truth.
我们也不能够爱心大过主耶稣的爱心。
And our love should not be greater than Jesus' love.
主耶稣的爱是非常有原则的。
Jesus' love has principles.
所以当许多人热心为着主传福音的时候
，So as people are zealous in preaching the gospel,
甚至一病赶鬼的时候
even healing the sick and casting out the demons,
主并没有这样去称许。
God did, Jesus did not praise them.
主要他们去遵行天父的旨意。
Jesus wanted them to do God's will.
所以我们效法主不是只在几个方面。
So to imitate God is not limited to only several ways.
主有爱的一面。
God is love.
主也有公义的一面。
God is also righteous.
主有他非常温柔的一面。
God is gentle.
我们也看见主发怒。
And God can become angry.
所以当神的旨意被打岔的时候
So when God's will is disrupted,
我们看主耶稣从来不妥协
And Jesus never compromised.
最后我们讲到一个点
So lastly,
就是不爱世界
Not to love the world. Love not the world.
这个生命是要爱父亲的
This life loves the Father.
因为全世界都握在那个恶者的手下。
Because the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
世界无论看起来多么的美好。
No matter outwardly how beautiful this world looks like.
我们不能够把心投到它的里头去。
We should not put our heart into this world.
所有一切与神相抵的东西。
Anything that goes against God.
从音乐到电影
from music to movies
小说到各种的活动
from novels to all kinds of activities
你要不要听呢
whether do you want to listen to them
你可不可以看呢
can you watch them
我们不要在头脑里面去争
we should not argue just in our mind
我们不要去讲道理说这个为什么不可以做
We should not argue whether we can do this or not do this.
我们应该去操练里面的生命的感觉。
We should exercise the inner senses.
如果我们真的活在这个生命感觉里
，If we live in the senses of this life,
他会告诉我们可不可以看
，Then the life will tell us whether we should watch, whether we should go or not.
当约翰讲了这一切之后
，After John has said all these,
他总结了后面的话
，And he concluded
在约翰。约翰一书第五章的第二十节之后
And this is 5 verse 20
那里面他讲了关于主耶稣基督的真实
It talks about the truthfulness of Jesus Christ
关于我们住在那位真实的里面
It talks about we live in this true Christ
只有我们这样的认识他
Only when we know him this way
只有我们这样接受他
Only when we accept him this way,
他说，因为这是真神，所以就是永生。
He says he is the true God and eternal life.
最后，他要我们所有神的儿女们。
Lastly, he to all God's children,
要自守，要远避偶像。
Keep ourselves from idols.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
约翰为什么最后总结这句话呢
？How come John concluded on this point?
好像前面。都没有提到偶像的事情，怎么最后一句话结束的时候要讲这件事情
？How come he waited till the last word to mention idols？
这里的偶像就仇敌在地上的一个代表。
And the idols means are the representatives of the enemy on this earth，
包括仇敌一切黑暗的权势。
All the power and of darkness。
所以我们在地上
，So on this in this world，
我们不要舍不得一些东西。
Let us treasure certain things so much.
兄弟们，当我们得救的时候
，When we are saved，
也许我们是从一个有异教信仰的背景
，Maybe we used to belong to a different religion，
或是从一个异教信仰的文化进来
，Or maybe from a different religious culture。
过去有些弟兄姊妹
，In the past there've been brothers and sisters，
他们得救了
When they were saved。
但是我们要帮他把偶像除掉。
Wanted to help them get rid of all the idols.
他讲很多理由。
And they have many excuses.
他说啊，我这个是摆着好看的。
He says, these are just decorative.
我没有拜他。
I did not worship them.
然后说，哎呀，这个是某某人送的。
And this was a present from somebody.
我如果除掉的话，就得罪他。
And if I remove them, then I would upset them.
我说这个很贵。
Oh, this is very expensive.
这样打破很可惜。
To break it is so yeah. So they have all kinds of excuses.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
看见这样做的结果是带来了仇敌权势的攻击。
We can see the consequences that this brought in the attack from the enemy.
仇敌是要杀害生命的。
Because the enemy wants to destroy life.
所以后来他们的结果真的是非常的。
And we see that they really did not have a good result.
不要跟偶像有任何的相干。
So we should sever all ties with idols.
神是忌邪的神。
Because our God is a jealous God.
我们记得拉结离开他父亲的时候。
Remember that when Rachel left her father's home,
她偷了一个偶像。
She stole her father's household's idol.
并且她撒了谎。
And she also lied.
我们知道她都没有能够。回到雅各要去的地方，我就死在路上。
We see that she did not get to where Jacob was going back their home country.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
黑暗权势绝不是我们可以和他周旋的。
Is the power of darkness is not something that we should deal with lightly.
我们中国人特别喜欢龙
，and the Chinese people like the like dragon.
但圣经告诉我们，龙。其实就是魔鬼的名字之一。
And the Bible says that dragon is one of the many names of the devil.
我们千万不要去得罪这个。
So let's be careful not to offend in this manner.
不要去爱慕这些东西。
Let's not treasure these things.
不要去算命。
Do not go to fortune tellers.
不要去接触那些鬼怪的书籍和电影。
And do not come in contact with those weird things that deals with spirits.
我们的时代现在流行的东西就是那些妖魔鬼怪的这些图片、小说、电影。
And this generation is full of those things that attract people's attention.
弟兄姊妹要远避这些东西。
We should stay away from these things.
要逃避这些东西，像逃避瘟疫那样。
We should run away from these things like we run away from plagues.
神已经给我们一个生命。
God has given us a life.
是仇敌不能碰到的。
This life cannot be touched by our enemy.
是罪恶不能胜的。
And cannot be overcome by evil.
只有当我们投降的时候，我们自甘投降的时候，他才可以胜过。
Only when we are willingly surrendered, then we can be overcome.
所以应当保守他。
So we should keep this life.
好好的连于我们的元首基督。
We should stay connected with the head of.
好好的连于教会这个基督的身体。
And the leader, and also connected to church, the body of Christ.
我们就必蒙保守。
Then we will be kept.
我们就必能活在生命的感觉里面。
Then we can live in the senses of this new life.
我们就必能够长大。成人
Then we can grow up, become an adult.
为我们的神，为我们的父亲做见证。
And we can bear witness for our God, our Father.
这是神的目的。
This is God's purpose.
也应当是我们的目的。
It should become the purpose of our lives.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn.
Hymn 278. 但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现。好吧，我们大家一起起立。
Let us stand and sing this hymn.
我们把这首歌中文、英文各唱一次。
We should sing this hymn once in Chinese and second time in English.
好，我们大家一同把感谢赞美归给我们的主，归给我们的父亲。
Let us give all the thanks and praise to our Lord and Father.
Also, 我们
Lord Jesus, keep us.
让我们也保守自己。
And help us keep ourselves.
愿你这美丽的生命。
May your beautiful life
从我们里面显出
be manifested from us.
厌恶亚当的生命
that we despise the life of Adam.
宝贵你的生命
we treasure your life.
我们厌恶活在亚当里
we despise living in Adam.
我们喜爱活在基督里
we rejoice, we enjoy living in Christ.
我们厌恶逆性的生活
we despise the unnatural or the life that goes against the nature of God.
我们喜爱顺性的生活
we treasure the life that goes along with God's life.
主啊，愿生命平安随着你
Oh, may life and peace be with all your children.
赶走一切黑暗权势
and cast out all darkness.
主啊，让我们活在你的光中
that we may live in your light.
活在你的爱中
live in your love.
活在你的圣洁中
live in your holiness.
愿你得荣耀
may you be glorified.
在你的儿女身上显荣耀
may you be glorified in your children's life.
在你的教会里显荣耀
may be glorified in your church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.